one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
So, here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do I admit my vulnerabilities, my struggles, my humanness to my boss without looking like I don't know what I'm doing?
Right. I think most people just think that if they show that there are things they don't understand, or if they talk about the issues that they're struggling with at work, it's a weakness.
Mm.
It's not. In fact, it's a strength, because only confident people can say, I'm very good at this, but I do struggle with this.
Yeah. I specifically like the neuro-linguistic programming language that you use there.
Right.
By saying, leaders say, I'm strong with this and I struggle with this.
Absolutely.
Whereas other people would say, this is what I'm good at, this is what I'm bad at. When you say you're bad, you reinforce that that's an area that you're just not going to work on.
Right.
But struggle means that there's room for improvement.
Struggle means there's room for improvement.
Yes.
Struggle means there are certain elements of this thing that I'm dealing with, which I'm not particularly sure about. It doesn't mean that you cannot handle them.
Mm.
You're just saying, I need a little bit of help with this.
Yeah.
And I think people think that they can hide the things they're struggling with. Mm. You cannot fake good in a work environment. People see right through you, and you will be found out.
Mm.
So the sooner you take control of the situation and sit with your boss and say, you know, in my area of the things you've asked me to do, I find that I can excel at this and I can do this, but I still can't wrap my mind around this particular area, so I need some help with it. And it's always better if you make the approach, but you also know exactly what kind of help
you're looking for. So don't wait until a failure happens and then make excuses like, well,
absolutely,
I'm not good at that.
Absolutely.
Weak at this.
Because that's why I say you can't fake it, because either you are not delivering, your work is substandard, for instance, or some people have, you know, we sit at departmental meetings and some people are show offs.
Mm-hmm.
So they will want to show that you're not good at what you do. So an entire department might already have been aware that you're struggling in a particular area. So it is so much better for you, even in the meeting, to say, this is what I have prepared. I believe that I've done a pretty good job in this sector, but I could do with some help, or your inputs. I could do with your inputs on the forecasting, because that's not my forte. That's not my strength. So you've basically said, I'm in charge. I'm in complete control of this, but I need your inputs. And what you're doing, you're also putting the responsibility on them to make that part that was weak stronger. And when you are trying to hide things and people are starting to talk about, oh my goodness, what a shambles that presentation was. It wasn't too well thought out. When you could have gone even outside of the meeting before you present to someone else or your boss and said, would you look through this? I'm not 100% comfortable with the last section. You're not admitting to a weakness. You're just saying, I've done, I know I'm comfortable and I'm confident with the first part, but not with this part. And most people would look at it and say, yeah, I see. But what would strengthen it? Would, you know, adding a chart on this or adding a... You haven't said I'm weak. You've said, give me a fresh pair of eyes to help me look at this. But as I say, if you take control of the situation and you say to your boss, I'm very happy and I'm comfortable with doing this. Here's an area, but also come with suggestions and say, I think maybe if I sat with planning, for instance, and just talk them through this or ask them to talk me through this element, I might present it better. I thought I should spend some time with you and sit with you because I've noticed that this is your strong point. That's you talking to your boss. I noticed that this is your strong point. I'd like your inputs on that section. You have admitted to a vulnerability without saying I'm weak and I'm useless. It comes from confidence,
yeah.
the ability to say this part, I don't know. But I'm confident that I know so much more that I'm not scared to ask you about the parts
I
don't know.
I like that. I'm learning from you.
So am I.
Thank you, Hixonia.
There we go.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.